Good morning. I'm Sergeant Trevor Tribes. I'm the Operations NCO for the Elk Valley Regional RCMP Detachment, which encompasses Elkford, Sparwood, and Fernie. The RCMP continue to work with the City of Fernie, Fernie Fire Department, and other resources in preparation to continue our investigation into the tragedy that occurred at the Fernie Memorial Arena. On Wednesday, October 18th, 2017, RCMP and resources from the RCMP Southeast District continued to work with other responding agencies, which include the BC Coroner Service, WorkSafe BC, Interior Health, Ministry of Environment, resources from the City of Fernie, and a hazardous materials team from Kelowna. I can confirm for you yesterday that the three victims have indeed been removed from inside the arena. The RCMP are preparing for their scene examination and continue their investigation into the ammonia leak incident. And this investigation will continue in order to make the determination of whether or not there is any criminal aspect to this incident. Further information and updates regarding the status of the evacuation for affected residents or persons who may need assistance as a result of this tragedy, please consult with the City of Fernie and their information phone line of 1-855-346-2188. And I believe the City of Fernie Fire Chief has some further comments regarding the ongoing evacuation order and the ammonia leak.
Thank you. My name is Ted Ryder. I'm the Director of Fire and Emergency Services for the City of Fernie. So yesterday, ventilation was one of the things we were focusing our efforts on. It continued on through the night until we reached a point at approximately 11 p.m. where we determined that recovery could start. At this time, response teams made a decision to change recovery egress route to the main entrance instead of the rear of the building. This allowed us to negate the potential injury or any further danger to our staff. A trial run was completed prior to the actual recovery to make sure there was no barriers or constraints that would hamper our recovery of these victims. All response crews left the arena and the scene was left in the hands of the RCMP. This morning, all agencies involved are meeting to develop a work plan to stabilize the situation and to allow for safe investigation to continue. At this point, the evacuation order remains in effect for those in the evacuation area. Getting the evacuated residents home remains our top priority. However, we need to make sure that we get them home safely. The first step will be getting a good understanding of what we're dealing with. Once that piece is in place, we will have a better idea of a timeline on the evacuation order. In the meantime, we've arranged to extend the accommodation for another day and we'll continue to keep residents informed. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Norm McInnes. I'm the Chief Administrative Officer with the City of Fernie. Norm, N-O-R-M, McInnes, M-C, capital I, N-N-I-S. As we've heard this morning, the RCMP are continuing their investigation. When this is complete, things will be turned over to WorkSafe BC and the City of Fernie will work with them to conduct their investigation. We all have questions as to what happened. We know that at approximately 4 a.m. on Tuesday, October 17th, an alarm went off at the arena. In the hours that followed, a call was made to close the arena for emergency repairs, and a specialist was called in to assist. What happened between 12:56 p.m. and when the 911 call was made, something went terribly wrong. The details of the timelines will be the subject of this investigation, and the City of Fernie will cooperate fully. We will continue to support our staff and first responders. Yesterday, we gathered staff together to provide some information and support. We've set up an emergency family assistance program, which will provide ongoing support and services to staff who need it. And we've arranged for a provincial team, a support team, to provide support services not only to our staff, but to members of this community who also need support in this difficult time. We lost two incredibly vital members of our team yesterday, and we've all been impacted. Simcoe Refrigeration have also lost a member of their team, and we want to recognize that. Tomorrow, we will be shutting down all City of Fernie operations to give staff time to process, to grieve, and to begin to heal.